The collection originally belonged to Colonel John Hancock of the 14th Wisconsin Infantry. It includes a Bible, some ribbons, and hat cords. But the real historic value lies in the 140 letters Colonel Hancock wrote to his wife, who was living in Oshkosh. Scott Cross is the museum's archivist with the job of opening the pages of history.
The letters to his wife, Jenny, show his deep affection for her.
The 14th Wisconsin fought at the Battle of Shiloh and in northern Mississippi. So far, Cross has only read through a few of the letters.
So in his very first letter to his wife, you know, he mentions to her that he is sure that she is very discouraged, you know, that he has decided to enlist for 3 years, but he feels that it is his patriotic duty to do so and hopes that she will understand his decision.
The Oshkosh Public Museum paid $15,000 for the collection, which Cross says is a bargain. He says it came from a man whose father purchased the letters from Colonel Hancock's daughter back in the 1930s.
But the gentleman we purchased them from was very adamant about keeping the collection together and trying to get it back to Oshkosh and hopefully to our institution. So we were very fortunate that the collection was not split up and each letter auctioned off individually.
Cross hopes to have some of the collection displayed this summer. Eventually, transcripts of the letters will be available online. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.